Some people have said to me it is nonsensical to still believe. But again, as Mets legend, RIP, Tug McGraw has said, 50 years ago, in September of 1973, you gotta believe. So, I gotta believe. Eric Cole has his name on the Stanley Cup. He joins me on the Adam Gold Show. Fair to you gotta believe? Do you still have faith, my friend?
I certainly still have faith. It's for me right now. Bobrovsky looks a lot like Jose Theodore did in 02.
Yep.
Where you just couldn't put anything past them, no matter how much we crashed the net, tried to get to the net, just put pucks in his feet, whatever it was, grade A scoring chances. I feel like you just need to have that breakthrough, and once you get that, the floodgates will open.
What is Florida doing in front of Bobrovsky that might be making it, whether it's easier on him or more difficult on Carolina?
Well, they're definitely defending very well as a five-man unit, and it's coming from everyone, right? Like they're playing very, very good team defense. They're blocking shots. They're playing desperate hockey. And at times they've been more desperate than their opponent throughout the playoffs, and actually for the majority of the playoffs for them coming in as an eight seed. And, they get past Boston, and now, they carry that momentum, through Toronto, and they believe, I mean, how many times has Paul Maurice been behind the bench and, gotten a team to believe in what they're doing and what they're capable of? So it's, they're certainly up against a very difficult climb, but I think that if there's a group between, the Hurricanes or the Stars as to, who can overcome a 3-0 deficit, for me, it's certainly the Hurricanes.
Eric Cole is joining us here. The difference in these three games is nothing. It's the width of a piece of paper. Is it fair to say that Florida was the better team in game one, was a deserved winner? Let's just call game two even. And Carolina probably, based on the way it was played, probably should have won game number three. Is that enough of a reason to really give belief? I mean, we're talking to fans here, that if they can get one, they can get another?
Yeah, for certain. They've all been one-goal games. And like you said, the margin, for error for the Hurricanes has seemed to be, smaller than, with the Panthers right now. But maybe a big part of that is just that they believe in what they're, what they're doing. They believe, it's their destiny to get to the finals and win the cup this year. So, but I firmly believe that if we can get one win, there will be more.
Eric Cole is with us here. You mentioned Jose Theodore before. To me, and he was the MVP in the season that year. But it's been a long time since Bobrovsky has played at a Vezina Trophy level. Even last year with Columbus, he didn't play at a Vezina Trophy level, which is why they allowed him to go. They didn't really pursue. They could have signed him to a big contract, too. He signed a $10 million a year contract with the Florida Panthers, and he has not lived up to it until right now. In the last three full seasons before this one, he was just okay. Because of that, is that still there? Is that why if Carolina can break through and maybe there'll be some reverting to the mean?
Yeah, absolutely. With a lot of these goaltenders, they're a little, you want to say streaky, but it's just when a goaltender gets dialed in and is just seeing the puck very, very well, and you know, they believe themselves that they're unbeatable, and you know, he's very, very focused right now, and you watch his movement and some of the saves that he's made with his blocker. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's almost, you know, a little old school Dominic Hasek, where he's throwing his stick and you know, using his blocker to deflect a shot and get a piece of it. He's made some incredible saves, but I believe that, with him, if we can get that first victory, then I think that there's going to be more. I think that the Hurricanes just need to find a way to get to this guy, and it's going to take a really strong effort tonight.
Chad LaRose, who joined us on Monday, said that he would slash Bobrovsky in the back of the legs. he said that he stayed with you for last week, or last series anyway. Short of slashing Bobrovsky in the legs, do you expect Carolina to try to agitate him a little bit? Get, you know, maybe try to take a few liberties, nothing that you would get penalized for, but after a whistle, just kind of crowd the net a little bit?
I don't see why they wouldn't be crowding the net all the time.
Right.
You know, if it were me, I would try and be standing in his crease, bringing a defenseman in there with me, pushing a defenseman in there in front of me, and then spinning and, you know, then you got his own defenseman in the crease and you're outside the crease. So there are ways to be very disruptive and, you know, make sure that, you know, a goalie is just getting agitated enough, or, you know, you could draw a penalty because the defenseman's not going to like what you're doing. So there's ways to go about it. In lieu of just a slash in the back of the leg. But I wouldn't put it past Rosie.
That's it. That's true. It did sound like him. I don't know that there's a player on the team who quite embodies those qualities just like Chad LaRose does. Eric Cole is with us. Do you think there's anybody on this team more frustrated right now than Sebastian Aho?
I'd be hard pressed to name anyone else. I think he's had a couple really, really solid chances that the goalie's made an unbelievable save on. And sometimes, you know, you just you're like, okay, well, we'll just keep cracking at it. But it's almost like you've got to go outside your norm of where you put the puck, you know, instead of it, you know, being elevated, put it on the ice, just, you know, something like that. And, you know, he's a guy that, you know, if he gets one, then certainly his confidence and his swagger will be, you know, be right there. So, I look for in game four tonight for, you know, the leaders of the team to really step up and play a big role and, you know, carry the series back here to Raleigh.
All right, let me ask you one question about leaders of the team. This has nothing to do with the Carolina Hurricanes. I know you were a teammate for a while with Jamie Benn. Any thoughts on what might have been? Did he just snap when he cross-checked Mark Stone in the face while Stone was lying on the ice inside of 2 minutes in that game?
Yeah, a little early for it. That's, you know, kind of that, you know, letting the, you know, that, you know, not playing with that controlled emotion. But, Chubbs has got a bit of a mean streak to him as well.
Right.
And, you know, when I played with him, it was his first year being the captain in Dallas. And, he scored big goals. He had big hits. He fought guys. Like, he was just he was tough. He was just a great, great player that year, and still is. But I think, you know, last night that was probably a little bit of, you know, he chips the puck and Stone came in a little high on him and kind of shrugged the, you know, the shoulder and elbow like up at him. And Jamie doesn't like that very much. So as no one does. But yeah, I think it's just, it's kind of that emotion and you react to it, you know, in a way you probably, you know, obviously I'm sure Jamie regrets it, you know, completely today. But in the moment, you know, I mean, you think back to, like, I, you know, would Scott Walker really, you know, headbutt Mike Fisher again? Probably not.
Probably not.
You know, it's just the emotion of it all, and you're already, you know, down in the series, and you're just trying to, you know, dig in for game three, and you know, something like that happens, and it's unfortunate. I feel I feel badly, you know, this morning for my friend and, you know, former teammate.
Yeah, he's not going to play. I will be stunned if he is in the lineup for game four. I'm sure the NHL will take care of that. Eric Cole, I appreciate your time, my friend. I'll see you for game five. How's that?
That sounds like a good plan.
All right, man.
I'll be there.
I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Thank you.
You got it. Eric Cole here on the Adam Gold Show.